And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, just plain right. Well, hey, listen, before we go any further, let me bring up something, all right? Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations in our listening area, one on Hughes Road in Madison, the other on South Parkway in Huntsville. Man, I'm just telling you right now, if you are not familiar, their menu is so cool. It is so good. It's got things you're not going to get any other place. And it's a kind of menu that you can pick up and take it with you, or you can go and just hang out, because their atmosphere is designed to be something that you want to hang out in. All right, they've got the Wi-Fi. They've got, you know, the Madison location, I believe, has, you know, games and books on the shelves, if I recall correctly. And all that to say, you need to check out Just Love Coffee Cafe, because if you're just tired of getting the biscuit or tired of getting the burger, and you don't want to spend a big time in a long restaurant with a big menu, you just want to go and have some place to hang out and get something good to eat and move on, or take it home with you, Just Love Coffee Cafe. They've got things like sandwiches, wraps. They got breakfast you can have for dinner. They got like a thing called a womlet, which is a giant omelet cooked in a waffle iron, hence the W. They've got just an amazing array of waffles and different things you can have. Listen, and you can order any of those all day long. Great award-winning coffees, cappuccinos, espressos, lattes. But yeah, that menu, woo, that's just cool. Hang out with them. Just Love Coffee Cafe. Two locations. Hughes Road in Madison out towards City Hall. South Parkway in Huntsville down there by Whole Foods. And do me a favor, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, number two of the Triple Dipper. Going to jump right in. The Respect for Marriage Act. Why do Democrats do this? And I you know, maybe Republicans do it too. But it seems like Democrats especially always try to cloud the ultimate motives for their legislation with a kind of innocuous name that sounds like something you'd really want. Like, I don't know, the Inflation Reduction Act. That's cool. How much inflation did it reduce? None. It's ridiculous. But they've got another one right now. It's called the Respect for Marriage Act. Really? That's what it is? The Respect for Marriage Act. Well, what it basically does is it codifies gay marriage. There's this freak out right now among liberals that somehow or another, when the Supreme Court of the United States saw fit to overturn Roe v. Wade, it meant that, oh, they're coming after gay marriage next. Nobody said that. Nobody said that. Well, they might make it a state right issue. If they're going to be state right court, then we need to do something. That's the kind of juvenile thinking we have on the liberal side of the spectrum. Well, this means that. No, it doesn't. They're not related. Nonetheless, the great fear has become that Obergefell, which was the name of the case that resulted in the legalization of gay marriage in the United States, that the Obergefell decision could in some way be challenged on some other grounds, and that the new conservative court, those evil conservatives, we must protest in front of their houses and try to influence their decision-making. The evil conservative court might somehow or another decide, you know what? No more gay marriage. Nobody sees that on the horizon right now, except the liberals. So what do? They come up with the Respect for Marriage Act. What does the Respect for Marriage Act do? Well, it depends on who you talk to. Now, the interesting thing is, I'm actually, for the first time that I can remember, somewhat disagreeing with my friend Matt Clark, who runs the Alabama Center for Law and Liberty. Matt wrote a piece in 1819 News, came out 5 days ago. And it says his analysis of the Respect for Marriage Act. And he points out that, first of all, I will say this. Anytime you see the usual suspects like Romney, Murkowski, Linda, or Collins, who else? Some of the cheesy, like, centrist, almost not Republicans. Anyway, when they start joining with the Democrats, when Schumer can get them to come over and vote with him on something, and the more conservative members of the body, like Mike Lee, Ron Johnson, Chuck Grassley, when you Tommy Tuberville, when you see them saying, no, we're not part of that, you look at it and go, what the heck? What's going on? Well, the Respect for Marriage Act does not really respect marriage. Respect for Marriage Act sets the stage for legal action and regulatory action against Christians and Muslims and those who believe that same-sex marriage violates their religious conscience. My friend Matt Clark believes it's a nothing burger, because he says, you know, He thinks the amendments that were made to it were strong enough. I disagree on this one. You know, Matt points out some background on the bill. Here's the deal. The Supreme Court, like it says, overturned Roe v. Wade. And therefore, there's been some measure to move on trying to protect gay marriage in the event that Obergefell was ever overruled. Thus, he says, the Respect for Marriage Act was born. It passed the House, but it stalled in the Senate along party lines. But then, a group of 12 Republicans agreed to vote for it in exchange for protections they added for religious liberties. An amended version was introduced, and the Senate then voted to invoke cloture on debate, meaning that it could very likely pass. Matt points out Section 4 of the bill currently prohibits any person operating under color of state law from denying full faith and credit to any public act, record, or judicial proceeding concerning gay marriage. What that basically means is, in the event there was ever a states' rights opportunity to establish laws related to gay marriage, that if someone moved here from, say, California or New York, that the states would have to honor what the other state had sanctioned. If you're allowed to, you know, marry your dog in Alaska, we would have to honor that here. I mean, it's problematic, but at the same time, it doesn't seem to be, in Matt's eyes, that big of a deal. He points out, he said, it does not appear to apply to churches, Christian schools, and Christian small business owners who cater to the wedding industry or the like. And instead, it appears to me, that he says, to focus on state and local officials. Here's the problem that I think that Matt may be missing with this, is that we have a long history of overreach, of taking a thread and pulling on it until you've got something unraveled, and then you add regulatory burdens on top of that, and you create a new framework of law that was beyond what was ever intended. So he points out religious liberty protections, Section 6 of the bill, he says leaves Religious Freedom Restoration Act in place. So he thinks that means things are okay. In his words, he said, this is a lot of political showmanship. Okay, I disagree. I think that this one is very problematic, and I think we have to really dig deep, and I'm going to start unpacking some of this for you here in the next few minutes. Have I got a caller on the line, bud? I got about 2 minutes. Let me grab that. Is that Brian from Huntsville? Brian, how you doing, man?
Doing well. Happy Thanksgiving to you all. And I want to know, on this act that they renamed in a certain fashion, there have been recent court cases from bakers that have spent who knows how many thousands of dollars because they don't want to make a cake for somebody. And they have been consistently assaulted by people coming in and said, no, you are going to make that cake.
Yeah.
Is this going to overturn that for them?
No. A moment ago, I was just reading Matt Clark's opinion is that's the Religious Freedom Restoration Act you're talking about, that it would still protect those people. Now, the problem we got is that Heritage Foundation and other conservative groups that are fact-checking all of this, they believe that it leaves room for encroachment. In other words, it may not explicitly say it in the act, but you have to look at it and go, yeah, but look what they did with, like, civil rights laws, where they suddenly began to attack people through the IRS for not meeting the standards of the administration. So,
but to the other point, would more people be inclined to attack people in the fashion that they did on those bakers?
I think so. I think this thing is very problematic. I think it opens the door for the type of attacks that we're worried, you know, about from this type of administration right now, left and right.
Thank you, sir.
All right, brother. Thank you. All right, man. Boomer, tell that caller that we'll hold on and catch them after the break if they can hang on. And folks, Right Side Radio, you stay tuned. We're on number two of the Dippers, Respect for Marriage Act. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right. This show, I mean, this show is down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville. We got Tuscaloosa back over to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. And it was obvious, Boomer, that I had not keyed my mic.
It's all right.
You were laughing.
I was. I always get a kick out of it.
I can see it. All right. I got a caller who held on during the break, so let me honor his time and jump on that real quick. Line two, Rick from Madison. Rick, how you doing?
Pretty good, Phil. You?
I'm doing good, sir. I'm good. What's on your mind?
Well, you're talking about the Right to Marriage Act,
yeah.
And if you use their logic that one state has to accept whatever they do, can't we use the same logic of saying, well, concealed carry is a right in Alabama. Shouldn't I be able to conceal carry in Chicago or New York or California? You know, take my AR, my AK, or whatever I want using the same logic. It's legal for me here. So why shouldn't it be legal for me there? And it's a constitutional right.
Well, so are you asking, is that in the legislation, or could a legislation do that? Or are you just saying in general that that should be allowed?
Well, in general, if they want to use the logic that, well, if California legalizes it, then Alabama has to accept it.
Yeah.
Then it should apply to every other right.
Yeah, I don't disagree with your premise. The issue you're going to have here is they're codifying it. So they're going to put it in law that says this has to happen, which can immediately be challenged. You and I, both big Second Amendment guys, we can carry a firearm with us, too, but we're still subject to the laws of wherever we're going. As much as we may hate it, if they're not a concealed carry state or an open carry state or a no-permit state like we are in Alabama, then we have to abide by the laws of the state until they codify something in Congress that says otherwise. So,
even though they codify this, that doesn't supersede a constitutional right.
It doesn't, but right now what we're seeing is that there are certain things that have been allowed to go on until they're challenged at the Supreme Court level, like the New York law that was just overturned recently. We're kind of stuck with where they are. So, I mean, the back of my I keep a concealed carry permit, even though we don't require it in Alabama anymore, just because other states don't have the same. But the back of my card tells me what states honor it. So, anyway, well, hey, Rick, thanks for the call, man. We got to move on. But appreciate your
time. All right, y'all have a great Thanksgiving.
You too, bud.
Yep.
All right, listen, I'm in number two of the Triple Dipper, the Respect for Marriage Act. Interesting name. Washington Examiner did a piece on this. So a minute ago I talked about what my friend Matt Clark said, that he saw this as being kind of a non-issue. I don't see it being a non-issue. I think there's so much opportunity here for overreach. And at the same time, some of the people that I respect greatly who are in the position to do something about it agree with my position. So Senator Ted Cruz, Representative Chip Roy, Senator Mike Lee, they are all hot on this. Story from the Washington Examiner dated yesterday. Why conservatives are staging a last-minute push to overhaul the same-sex marriage bill. Conservative Republicans, it says, are stepping up efforts to fight for changes in the legislation that would codify same-sex marriage rights in federal law. Keep in mind what we have right now is we have a Supreme Court ruling that says gay marriage should be allowed. What they're doing now is they're codifying it, meaning if the Supreme Court precedent was ever overturned, the codification or statutory law of the nation would then take effect or would then have effect. The growing opposition, this article says, comes months after talk of a same-sex marriage bill began on Capitol Hill with little in the way of a coordinated messaging from Republicans. Go figure. Republicans are awful, by the way, at messaging. Why is that? I mean, how hard is it to say what you stand for and believe in, and here's how we're going to do it? I mean, it's one thing to go, well, I carried a gun in my last, campaign commercial, therefore I'm a Second Amendment. What are you going to do to defend it? I mean, come on. Anyway, the House passed this marriage bill in July. The Senate then voted to proceed with an amended version last week with the support of 12 Republicans. Keep in mind, they got to have 60 total votes in the Senate to get past the filibuster. Well, they got them because they already have 50 Democrats and they got 12 Republicans, so they made it. The only way they can get stuff done right now with a split like this is to have, help from the other party. Well, Ted Cruz says the Democrats' gay marriage bill is all about teeing up the Biden IRS to target religious schools and churches and charities. Representative Chip Roy, who in my opinion is just a champion right now, Charlene said he was on a roll this morning too on Fox News. The Senate bill, he says, pays lip service to religious liberty and conscience rights, but it does not offer any meaningful protections for those rights. Had the Senate sponsors wanted to, they could have explicitly stated that no individual or organization could be penalized by the government for operating according to the conviction that marriage unites a husband and a wife, particularly that the IRS may not strip that organization of its nonprofit status. That's one of the major concerns here, is that the 87,000 new IRS agents are going to look around and go, let's see, which organizations are conservative, religious, they don't like gay marriage. Okay, hey, you lose your nonprofit status, and suddenly it throws their fundraising into disarray. I mean, I could see it. I mean, most people don't realize, but Right Side Radio is a 501c3. We exist not only in ad sales, but also in charitable contributions. I could just see a weaponized IRS targeting something like Right Side Radio. Senator Mike Lee, it says, has helped lead an effort to delay the final passage of the bill until lawmakers agree to an amendment that would strengthen religious liberty protections beyond what's in the current text. He says, "That's all I want. A protection saying the government may not punish any individual or entity based on a religious or moral conviction-based belief about marriage." Conservative critics of the bill argue that it lacks any mechanism to prevent the government agencies from using it as a legal basis to go after groups that act on their own support for traditional marriage. This is a big deal, y'all. The Heritage Foundation is also one of the most respected conservative organizations in the world. The Heritage Foundation is you know, the national level view of conservatism and conservative public policy. They say this is an issue. This is a quote, "The fact that there is such hostility toward even having the conversation about strengthening the religious liberty provisions has made conservatives very suspect." You think? I mean, there's the thing. Why would they resist that? Maybe because they don't want it. Maybe because part of the purpose is so they can target conservatives. So, yeah, if you see them resisting the idea of a simple amendment that says, okay, look, we're not saying you can't have gay marriage. What we're saying is you can't go target the cake baker and the religious, the Christian school and the madrasa, the Muslim school. You can't go target these entities that have a religious faith-based interest in preserving traditional marriage over gay marriage. You can't strip them of their status. You can't take them to court. You can't regulate them into non-existence. And they don't want that? Pray tell, why would they not want that? Maybe because part of the bill is designed to give what they call a private right of action to drag people into court and make their lives miserable. That's why. Conservatives were caught flat-footed, said Kevin Roberts, president of the Heritage Foundation. He says, "There are too many Republican officials who are cowards." And he said, "I use that word very purposely on this issue." Senator Mike Lee's amendment would bar the government from taking a range of steps against a group or person who speaks or acts in accordance with a sincerely held religious belief or moral conviction that marriage is between a man and a woman. Government agencies could not end a group's tax-exempt status, withhold grant money, withhold federal contracts, deny licenses and certifications simply because of someone's religiously held belief that gay marriage is not a part of their faith. All right. Heritage is putting their money where their mouth is. This is interesting. So, story on Fox News dated today. So, Heritage, you heard me quote the president of Heritage Foundation. He sees this thing as being hugely problematic. Like, oh, wow, bad news. Oh, like, danger, Will Robinson. So, Heritage is going to put their money where their mouth is. So Heritage Action, which is the political arm of the Heritage Foundation, has launched a $1 million ad campaign to run ads against this gay marriage bill during NFL and college football games over the next several days. Why the next several days? Because this thing could come to a vote as early as Monday. Early as Monday. The midterms sucked. Anyway. FoxNews.com reports in an exclusive dated today, A conservative think tank, the Heritage Foundation, is spending more than $1 million to run ads during NFL and college football games over the Thanksgiving holiday with the hopes of keeping a new bill codifying same-sex marriage out of the end zone in the Senate next week, at least until lawmakers can add a new religious liberty protection to the bill. Says Heritage and other conservatives say the bill is deceptively named. It would not deliver new rights to same-sex couples, and that it leaves people of faith. That's the thing. This doesn't do a thing for gay marriage. All it does is make it punitive for someone to believe differently. That's what the bill does. It doesn't do a thing for gay marriage. Well, it preserves freedoms. You already have the freedoms. Well, it codifies them. Nobody's challenging the Supreme Court's ruling. Yeah, but we're persecuted. No, you're not, you ninnies. All right. America's religious liberty is under attack with this impending vote in the Senate, said Heritage Foundation President Kevin Roberts again. The legislation does not add one additional benefit to same-sex couples in the U.S. It's an attack that sets the stage to take rights away from people of faith. What it does is deputize radical activists to target Americans who cannot in good faith endorse anything other than a man and woman marriage. And the group goes on then to accuse Democrat lawmakers of hurrying to cram through their far-left agenda before the new Congress next year. They're trying to get it done in the lame duck session. Lame duck session, what that basically means is they lost the majority in the House. They won't be able to, because they have to have a vote in the House and the Senate to give something to the president for signature. They've lost the majority in the House. So now we're in what they call a lame duck session, meaning they're not going to have power in a few months. They're trying to cram as much as they can in the next, watch the next 2 months. Oh, Lord. I mean, at least we got several congressional holidays in there, so they can't be in mucking things up. But all that to say, this particular bill, Senator Pat Toomey said, it's going to allow activists to sue dissenting faith-based groups in an effort to force them to abandon their deeply held beliefs. The ad buy totals $1.3 million. It's the largest advertising campaign by Heritage Action to date. That's good stuff. Take it to a break, brother. We'll do that right now. We'll come back and wrap this thing up with several claims that are being espoused about the bill and whether they are true or false. And then I'll tell you who the 12, I called them Democrats, Republicans were who voted with the Democrats to allow this bill to go forward. Bill Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right, covering some ground across the northern part of the state of Alabama, making it cool to be a conservative. Got some text messages in there. Jimmy from Moulton just said, Happy Thanksgiving, Phil and Boomer and the Ruffian family. Thanks, man. Appreciate you, Jimmy. You do the same. Paul from Athens texted in, and he said, LGBTQ should stand for Let's Get Biden to Quit. it's good. Leanne from Huntsville just sent us a happy Thanksgiving image there. So thank you, Leanne. We appreciate you. Happy Thanksgiving to y'all, too. I got Brian from Huntsville regarding the 10th Amendment that I was talking about earlier. He said the best Beatles line ever was in the song Revolution. You say you'll change the Constitution. Well, you know, we all want to change your head. yeah, all right. Good stuff. You want to text in. The number is 833-687-4448. Coming up here at top of the hour, the Grand Council. Today is going to be my friend Jeff Poor, who's always with us. And Dale Jackson had to be away on a live remote, so Tim Melton from Talk 99.5 in Birmingham will be joining us, the Grand Council, at 4 o'clock. So this Respect for Marriage Act, quote-unquote, it's a lack of respect for those who differ with the idea of gay marriage. It flies in the face of their faith. Well, Catholic News Agency, storyline dated 2 days ago, Senator Mike Lee challenges Republicans backing the Respect for Marriage Act. says Senator Mike Lee of Utah is calling on the 12 Republican senators who voted to advance the Respect for Marriage Act to adopt protections for Americans who believe marriage is between one man and one woman. Okay, so they got 12. If they can peel away three, they can go to a vote now, I believe. Yeah, I think that's correct. So they've already had the procedural vote that put things at 62-37. And so now the Respect for Marriage Act is allowed to go forward. So there's that. He's asking for them to hold off until we get this thing. By the way, here's the list of the 12. You ready? You can imagine. Roy Blunt of Missouri. These are all the Republicans who voted with the Democrats. Roy Blunt of Missouri, Richard Burr of North Carolina, Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia, Susan Collins of Maine, Joni Ernst of Iowa, Cynthia Loomis of Wyoming, Rob Portman of Ohio, Mitt Romney of Utah, Dan Sullivan, Alaska, Tom Tillis, North Carolina, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, Todd Young of Indiana. Yeah. Lee said in his letter to them, Obergefell did not make a private right of action for aggrieved individuals to sue those who oppose same-sex marriage. It did not create a mandate for the Department of Justice to sue where it perceived an institution opposed same-sex marriage, but the Respect for Marriage Act will. He added, what can we expect should this bill become law? More litigation against those institutions and individuals that are trying to live according to their sincerely held religious beliefs and moral convictions. So he's asking them, hold off. We're working on an amendment. We can amend this thing. You can codify your gay marriage if you want to, but at least let us protect people from burdensome lawsuits and onerous regulations and the oppressive hand of government trying to crack down with an agenda. Now, the Heritage Organization, I'll wrap it up with this. The Heritage Organization put out a piece called Fact-Checking 7 Claims by the Defenders of the Democrats' Same-Sex Marriage Bill. And they point out that there were a number of, you know, well-meaning people who thought this was a good idea. But there's a number of claims being made about it that their research says is false. Claim number one. Because the bill's findings characterize beliefs in a man-woman marriage as worthy of respect, the legislation would provide religious institutions legally significant protections. Response, false. The issue is not the ability to believe in man-woman marriage, it's the ability to live out those beliefs meaningfully and not be labeled a bigot by the government for doing so. All right. Claim number two. The bill can't be used as a basis for the Internal Revenue Service to deny the tax-exempt status of religious organizations that adhere to beliefs in a man-woman marriage. Response, false. Although the bill clarifies through a rule of construction that it does not, by its own operation, revoke tax-exempt status, it does give ample ground for the IRS or any other tax authority to do the actual dirty work. And he points out in the Heritage, when the Congress passed the Civil Rights Act of 64, no one argued that it would automatically revoke tax-exempt status for religious schools that engaged in relational discrimination, but the IRS did exactly that 6 years later. And in 1983, the Supreme Court affirmed the action in the case of Bob Jones University versus the U.S. So, yeah, they've had plenty of opportunity to review the IRS's capabilities in terms of overreaching a codification of something. Claim number three. Democrats' marriage bill can't be used as a basis for government bureaucrats to deny grants and licenses and accreditation or contracts. Response, false. It's identical to the question of tax status. Although the bill wouldn't by its operation revoke those licenses, we have seen plenty of opportunities for the government to do so. I'm paraphrasing here, but then claim number four. Because the proposed Respect for Marriage Act explicitly would preserve application of the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, this concession and existing court precedents are enough to address potential harm. Response, false. Although it is some consolation that the sponsors don't strip protections under Religious Freedom Restoration Act, it's cold comfort. Neither that 1993 law nor Supreme Court decisions would prevent targeting of faith-based organizations. That's because the bill before Congress sets the stage for courts to find a compelling national governmental interest in eliminating such so-called discrimination. I could go on, but you get the point. Monday we could see a vote on something that would make it almost impossible for people to defend the religious held belief in traditional marriage. God almighty. It's something else, folks. All right, folks, stay tuned. Coming up next, the Grand Council, Jeff Poore and Tim Melton joining me. We'll be right back.